What fruit do you get?
Why are we playing that, man?
Yeah. That was not what I wanted. Okay. That was my fault.
Ted,
I will fall on that grenade.
I ever tell you, I was hosting a Super Bowl party with 30-some-odd people for Super Bowl 31, and I was so excited. And
I was ready.
Yeah, great story. And when Desmond Howard ran the kickback to make it, I took a football in my hands, drop-kicked it, broke a lamp in the room. Everybody left.
Yeah.
I was so mad. You had anger issues and you scared people. Hung up on the phone with my dad, tossed the phone, kicked a football. That is one of the five most disappointing moments as a Patriots fan. And I can only imagine how much that, after Curtis Martin scored almost to.
Well, we got back in the game, right, at halftime. And then to open the second half, that's when we were not in this game. So, you know, two big plays they had to start the halves, right? The third play of the game.
Yep.
The third play of the game, it's a bomb to Andre Rison for a touchdown, and then the famous, you know, Brett Favre pulls his helmet off and he's running around like a jackass.
He was celebrating.
Bet you wanted to
really
clean his clock.
Yes.
He was
celebrating.
And then the start of the second half, that touchdown run, that's what did ascend him. Mm.
All right, so we had that clip because we're going to do a quick throwback Thursday. Our favorite and least favorite Patriots seasons. Obviously, Ted Johnson has a decade of playing seasons to go with, but he could also pick other seasons. You know, he's been following this team for a long time, post-playing career, whatever. I would like to start this off, if it's okay with you boys, because I have consecutive seasons which on paper look like they were both successes. But for whatever, this is little fat Andy. This is the years of 1985 and 1986. 1985, everybody knows the story. Wild card team catches fire, beats the Dolphins, goes to the Super Bowl, and gets squashed.
Get curb stomped.
Took a lead, 3-0, and that was it. Yeah. The game was
should've
over
stopped
after
the
that.
Game right there.
Stopped the game there. Little fat Andy could have gone
off
to bed happy.
Yeah.
But that was the formative year of me becoming a true Patriot fan, like all in. Andre Tippett and those guys loved that team. They took New England over. I don't know if you guys remember, there were a lot of song parodies. Squish the Fish was a whole
New
song.
New England, the Patriots,
awesome.
And we.
Like, I would record. This is the old days, so you'd have to wait for them to play the song on the radio, and then you press record on your tape recorder, record it so I could listen to it again later. I think I still have the tape somewhere. Anyway, so that's my favorite
great
season.
Story.
My least favorite season was the following season. They made the playoffs again, and I'm thinking, we're good now. We're like I'm on board. 10-win, 11-win team they were, and they go to Denver, and Tony effing Eason gets sacked not once, not twice, not three times, not four times, not five, six times. John Hanna was right about that pansy-ass quarterback, and I cried. They lost in Denver, and I cried. 22-17, wasn't a blowout, so the whole game I think we're in it. We weren't in it. They
crushed
us.
Nope. Of all the seasons.
I bawled my little fat Andy cried.
Championship teams and a team that lost the Super Bowl is your favorite team?
It's different when you're a kid.
Yeah.
Like, that's the reason I'm a Patriots fan. That's the reason, no disrespect to you, that the greatest linebacker in Patriots history is named Andre Tippett. The dude was a legend.
I'm not
going to
argue with the Hall of Famer, no.
Ragdolling Ken O'Brien and all those quarterbacks. Yeah. Doing things that would be illegal now, you'd probably get fined and miss games for. But yeah, I fell in love with that team. And then I fell in love so hard that I thought, oh, we'll just go to the Super Bowl every year. And they lost in those damn Broncos.
Well, we did.
What a ride.
Eventually,
but not then. Not for fat little Andy. Okay, who's up?
Speaking of eventually, I'll go with my favorite season, 2001. How can the finish of a season where a Super Bowl was the last thing that you could have possibly ever expected, the first Super Bowl, you never forget your first time, and so many things came together for me personally in my life that year, met my wife as well, got just so many aspects of my life that dovetailed into that magical season for
blah,
you guys.
Blah, 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 blah.
Where did we get that drop?
Are you S-ing me?
Nick just did it 10 minutes ago.
Fine. Okay. That was my favorite for obvious reasons, culminating, of course, in Vinatieri's 48-yard kick. Still and forever my favorite play in the history of the NFL. My least favorite season, 1990. Boy, did the Patriots suck. I mean, there was no point in watching. The fans, much like the games on TV, blacked out all season long. Rod Rust, 1-15. And I'll never forget, I went to a game, and I think it was Sekules or Hodson was the quarterback. They went up like 7-0. They lost like 23-10. I was so cold. I froze from my knees to my ankles, and Papa Gino's wouldn't let me in to use the bathroom, and I think I may have soiled myself. It was possibly the worst time, the worst team Just a miserable, miserable, miserable operation. The depths that the Patriots traveled to that we as fans of our whole lifetime know, that was the pits.
1-15. That's brutal, man. I covered the Texans. They were 2-14. That was tough.
I actually became a Raiders fan in that era, and that's when I would watch the Raiders.
I was a Redskins fan. Don't get me wrong. I was Mark Rippon head to toe.
You had to. You had to pick a second team because your team was so bad.
Andy, thank you for finally putting voice to that. Everyone in New England had an alternate team. Dolphins, 49ers, Giants, Redskins, Cowboys, etc.
Okay,
thank you. It is, Ted. They were shameful. So bad from like 89 to 92.
The fans shouldn't. If you're a real fan, you stick with your team. But
you stuck with your team, but you also wanted a second team to like actually think they had a chance to follow.
Gotcha.
Like, because the season was over.
The games
don't
weren't,
you roll
Ted,
your eyes at us,
Ted? The games literally weren't on television.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, that's okay. That's
they weren't.
Fair.
It was all blacked out.
See your feet. On.
You couldn't see your favorite team. I get it. Okay, mine. You know what? 01 is very difficult to go against because of what happened, but I'm going to go with 04. 04, it was a wagon of a team. I've never played on a team that was as confident as our team. We knew we were going to win it. We knew we were the best team every day, every Sunday when we showed up, and we played like it. We just kind of cruised through the season. We lost a couple games. That Miami game we lost in the last regular season, that Tom just had a weird kind of game.
Didn't he have it like he fell on his ass and threw an interception?
Something like that. Yeah. It was just bad. I mean, the other game we lost was, look, to a team that went 15-1 in the Pittsburgh Steelers with Roethlisberger. So, but it was, I mean, we knew we were going to win that Super Bowl against the Eagles. It was just a confidence, and nothing really went wrong that year. Everything was just kind of playing out like it kind of, you know, if you look at the year before in 03, there were a lot of games where we were going into the fourth quarter where we're behind, but we still won. Like, it was more of a nail-biting kind of, kind of season where you weren't sure, but, man, we always found ways to win. 04, it was never in doubt from the beginning of the game to the end of the game who was better.
Yep.
So that was a really fun team. And then I think the 2000, Bill's first year, was a very difficult year because he was completely opposite of what Pete was, which was probably too lax, too easy going, too nice. Bill comes in here with these hard-o tactics, and you only win five games. It wasn't a lot of fun. So that I'd say 2000 was my least favorite.
I want to ask about 2004. Did adding somebody like Corey Dillon, who was such a stud and had such an incredibly great season, did that add to like feeling like a front?
What
runner?
Did that add? It added 1,600 yards to our offense.
Right. Like, so he was
record
so good.
Setting.
He was phenomenal,
unstoppable.
And for a team that had the defense, it's like we can play the game on our terms.
And Tom, you could see, was starting to just his decision making was more and more refined. The ball comes out. It's like, wait a minute, you have a high powered manager, your clock manager in Tom Brady,
right,
with a dominant running game in Corey Dillon. With a great defense, forget
it. And then also, how confident were you guys going back for the revenge game against the Steelers in Pittsburgh with Brady having the flu the night before?
Very, very confident. You know, and I was really confident when they opened the game and they kind of marched down, boom, boom, boom. They're on their own. They're on our 35-yard line. It's 4th-and-1, and they're going to go for it. Okay, all right. You're going to go for it, huh? We stop them. And then the game never, and then we just took off.
Right. That you were the better team. I believe you were favored in Pittsburgh. I'm 99%, because I believe back then Willie said something like, nobody believed we could do this.
That was Rodney.
And we're like, you were favored
were, I think, favored, yeah.
You were favored on the, that
as
tells
you. Been.
The, I agree with you. Yeah. But that tells you what the world thought of you. You were the better team. You were the team that was expected to win. Like you said, you guys believed internally you were always going to win. Mm-hmm. Externally, most people did too. Famously, that season on PFW in Progress, our old podcast, you know, Paul Perillo and myself.
Yeah.
Paul had the nod, he called it. He would look at me, any press box we're in, and it would be sometime generally in the first quarter when something would happen in the game. We're like 6 minutes in, 8 minutes in, whatever it is. He would look at me and he would just go, it's over. And the game, and they were over. They were legitimately over that year, that early. You guys played those games on your terms.
Always.
It didn't matter the score.
I've never had a season like that where it felt like that.
Right. You could be up 6-3 and the game was over.
Literally, Bill would have these Saturday meetings, which I've always told. It's kind of one of the best coaching moments. Maybe it's too long, but he would say, if we do these three things on offense, we'll win. If we do these three things on defense, we'll win. And we'd go out. And we do those three things.
And win.
And win. And it was like every single week, that's how the formula went. And it never really got off track. There was no real obstacles to have to overcome that year. And it was just a easy kind of – it was easy because we were so good.
Right.
And that's also, you are correct. The Patriots were three-point favorites in Pittsburgh in that AFC championship.
We knew you were going to win.
Two AFC championship games in Pittsburgh that we won.
Yep.
The other one, you guys were 10-point dogs in the other one.
In the other one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was
a great
game.
The Steelers were supposed to win the first one.
Yeah, they were.
The second one.
Troy Brown.
You
guys
were
supposed to win.
All right, that's going to do it for 4 o'clock football. We did a little looking ahead to the 2025 Patriots, but we also looked back at some of the fun and not-so-fun seasons in Patriots history. But up next, we got to revisit the Boston Red Sox. They're rolling on the field, and they're feuding off of it. Well, at least they're... play-by-play guy is Will Fleming versus Will Clark. The feud continues. And by the way, Will Clark, 617-779-7937. Phone lines are open if you want to call. You had a lot to say on your little podcast via Zoom. You got anything to say on the radio waves? Ted Johnson's here to hear it. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Our phone lines are open.